This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And this is a Spy Fat Chick snack.
And this is the very first snack. We hope you enjoy these. If you don't, send us feedback, so we'll stop doing them.
The only way to stop your outrage is to send us mail.
Yes, mail us. We're lonely. So, our very first snack, we thought we would do it on Taps Magazine.
Taps Magazine is Canada's beer magazine. It is published for Canadian beer drinkers, Canadian brewers, people that appreciate microbrews, people that want to see what's coming out, what the new products on the market are, what festivals are coming up, and just general articles about beer knowledge as well.
It was relaunched back in the winter of 2007-2008. Mm-hmm. So if you've had experience with Taps Magazine of years past,
I thought it was a little bit too fluffy or light.
It's a totally different thing from what we've been told. We haven't seen any of the really old issues, but we have seen the newer ones. I love it.
It's great.
We've been flipping through some back issues, and we just keep stopping and saying, ooh, look at this, ooh, look at this. It's a perfect balance.
Yeah.
It really, it's almost, I don't want to say it's like cigar aficionado for beer drinking, because cigar aficionado is hardly about the cigars anymore. It's more like, remember the Pipes and Tobacco magazine?
Or Smoke magazine.
Or Smoke magazine, yes. It's more like Smoke magazine, but for beer.
The ads that are in it are actually relevant.
Yes.
And it's not all ads, and here's five articles.
And the articles are all about beer in some way. It may be about the history of a type of beer. It may be on beer events.
And it's a smart magazine. It assumes that you have a basic working knowledge of the different styles of beer.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't dumb it down. It assumes that you have a certain amount of knowledge.
Yes. It doesn't restart every article with, this is a lager, this is a pilsner, this is a stout. It's written for its audience, and it's written very well.
Yeah.
The layout is gorgeous. There's lots of pretty pictures all over the place.
I'm a visual person, so I appreciate that.
And I just like shiny things, and there's lots of shiny throughout the whole thing, so things keep catching my attention. I keep skipping through the pages. And we're both fans. We're getting a subscription. I foresee us giving out a couple subscriptions as gifts to some folks we know, because it's a very impressive magazine. If you want to keep up with what's going on in northern beer culture, it's totally worth it. And the best part is, you can do an online subscription and get it as a PDF, and it's almost, what, half the cost?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
it's like $10 or something.
What country you live in, you can get it, and then you don't have to worry about shipping. And it's, I mean, the way printing is now, it's true to type, so what you're looking at in the PDF is going to be exactly what the magazine's going to look like anyway when it's printed out on glossy.
Exactly, and if you're in a country that is quite a distance from Canada and the shipping would be prohibitive, you can definitely do that. They do ship to the States, but I think the online thing is so cool. I won't do that myself because this is so filthy, but I like to read magazines in the bathroom, and it's hard to read in the bathroom when it's on a computer. But I can see the attraction for a lot of people who are into the print media, or the electronic media, or say somebody who has an e-reader that does PDF format nicely. That's
going to
be
that.
A good
That's
thing
a good
for
idea.
Them. Yeah. And it's also, another added bonus is if you go to their website, which is tapsmedia.ca.
Taps Magazine.
No, tapsmedia.ca is the magazine.
Okay. It's both.
I went to both. So, you can download some video podcasts and some regular audio podcasts. We were just listening to one. I'm a little intimidated.
Just a bit.
Because their podcast, their audio podcast, is really professional.
Yeah.
Ours, not so much.
Well, we're two chicks with a recorder. They actually have, like, a studio, probably. It's not, like, me sitting there in my pajamas editing. It's somebody that's actually getting paid to do it, so.
But they do
awesome computer equipment.
They do a really good job. They get a lot of good interviews. It's mostly about the brewers or the folks they run down for it. And they're short, quick hits on podcasts. But check it out. You don't even have to have a subscription to get to the podcast.
Yeah.
You can just pop online and check it out on iTunes. It's free. I recommend that. They only put one up a month, so the competition isn't quite so fierce there for us.
Yeah, exactly. And the magazine is quarterly, too, so.
Yes. You can get it if you don't want to do the subscription and you are in Canada. You can also get it at Chapters and Indigo, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a couple options there. And if you, like, go to a really cool pub and the owners are really awesome, they may already have a subscription that they put out at the bar that you never realized was there before. Maybe you kept putting your beer on it or something. You know, stop using it for a coaster. Start looking at it. It's really cool. Anything else we want to add?
I think that's it.
All right. And this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And this was a Spy Fat Chick snack.
We hope you enjoyed the Spy Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons Attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.